It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Pilot says he felt the slither of a venomous snake in the cockpit.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, hey, there's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Hello, hi, everybody. Kevin. I was just sending producer Steve something very fun.
Love note.
For the final story of the day.
All right. News also brought to you by Haven Real Estate.
I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And I think, Steve, it is right up his alley.
Oh, wow. Right.
Okay, well, you know, Uber Eats, they deliver food. We've got DoorDash. We've got Grubhub. We've got all these places.
Sure.
Deliver your food and other items nowadays, not just food.
Mm-hmm.
But they released their list of some weird things that were ordered together this year.
Oh, boy.
Which is always kind of fun. One of them, the winner, they crowned this the winner, scallops and boiled eggs.
Wow.
Ooh. Boy.
That's a little different, yeah.
Yeah, it is different.
Oh, boy. Fajitas and French onion soup.
Okay.
Those flavors don't, that's not a flavor match.
Yeah.
I mean, you hope that somebody's eating fajitas and someone's eating soup, that it's not one person doing it.
Yeah.
That would make some sense, at least.
The weirdest one I think I ever did in the store was when we were deep fat frying turkey, and I would bought a turkey baster, 5 gallons of vegetable oil, and a blanket.
Yeah, pretty odd.
Okay.
That's pretty odd.
That was pretty good.
I definitely got a look at that.
They were
like, yeah, they had no self-check back in those days, and they were like, good morning. It's also happened to be like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Let's see how you guys can do guessing the 10 most popular items that were ordered overall, like, and it's not going to get super, like, it's not going to say the name of the restaurant or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But what food items were the most popular that people wanted delivered to their house to munch on?
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Chinese food.
Chinese food?
Yeah, I feel like that might be good.
Believe it or not, that is not on here.
Is, wing,
well,
is wings on?
Yeah. Fried rice is,
yeah,
is
that counts, yeah.
So, you know what? I'll give that. That led you to Chinese food.
So we're talking very specific items. I mean, you dialed it down to, you know, fried rice. So
right, yeah.
And you said what, Jay?
I was wings. I was thinking wings might be on
there.
I'm
going to go. Yeah. Wings are on the list, Jay. Yeah.
Pizza's got to be number one.
It's actually not number one, but pizza is in the top five.
Okay.
Sub sandwich.
Ooh, a sub sandwich. Oh. Let's see. I do not see sub sandwich. Sorry.
Tacos.
I want producer Steve to get this right.
Well, yeah, he
right
should,
now.
Yeah.
Producer Steve, what is the best item to order? Your item is number one overall.
My item?
Yep.
Ooh.
What is stamps?
Yeah, what do you
order? What do you order sometimes from, it's your favorite restaurant, you say?
Oh, Chipotle.
Yep, and what do you get?
A burrito.
Oh, probably.
Or a burrito bowl.
Yeah. Yep.
Burrito bowl is the number one most ordered item.
I mean, I feel like fries have got to be in there, too.
Second, Jay.
Wow.
You can just order fries, and people have cravings, and fries is a craving food. So.
Yeah, it is.
Chicken sandwiches are next on the list.
I'm going to get my nuggets, my fries, and a milkshake.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers.
It's $30 to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ooh, cheeseburger.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like all those, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's the problem, Warren.
I always do the thing where, like, if we order, I'm like, well, I'm going to get the mac and cheese for Amelia in case, you know.
Yeah
sure. Right. She'll have something to eat if she wants it.
And since they're delivering, I might as well get her something else.
Eat it.
Really?
I mean, sometimes she will, no, but
Chipotle.
She wasn't hungry. It was my problem. So then I eat the mac and cheese.
There you go, yeah.
So Chipotle, is that, like, really spicy stuff? I don't.
It doesn't have to be super spicy.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, I don't like spicy stuff. So.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can get it pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
Do you order by the number like you do in some of the places?
No.
It's
just like you build your bowl. You walk in, you pick your protein, which is, you know, you can pick if you want it in a shell or in a bowl.
Right.
Then you pick your protein. There's chicken, there's
beef,
pork. They've got all sorts
beans.
Of stuff. And then next you got beans or black beans.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you move on to the next phase, and there's salsas, and there's, and you don't have to get any of that stuff if you don't want it. And then, you know, lettuce and tomatoes and
lettuce sour turn cream, up and peas.
Sour cream, cheese, avocado, all that stuff.
When people answer your questions,
I didn't quite hear what you said.
It's a good thing.
It's fine.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, when people answer your questions, do you listen to the answer or are you busy making up a funny joke?
It depends. That just popped into my head.
I understand. Have you ever heard the phrase a filter? From your brain to your mouth.
I used to say that to my youngest daughter.
Really?
Yes.
You don't know where she got that from, do you?
No.
I mean, I love your funny jokes, but I also realized as Kevin was trying to give you a detailed answer, I looked at your eyes. And I looked at him and he was like, he had a smirk on his face. And I don't know if you know this, tomatoes and lettuce, not funny. But Warren in his mind was already ready to go with that joke, man.
Yeah.
That was good.
What was the joke?
No, I missed it too, Steve.
Don't ask him to repeat it.
No, I said lettuce, turnip, and peas.
I mean,
I'll repeat. What was the joke?
What's the joke? My goodness. Yeah.
I don't know.
You've probably never had anything delivered to your house food-wise, have you? Because you're too far out?
Too far out, yeah.
You too, Bruce? Just too far?
I think we had pizza one time delivered.
Oh, really?
But we don't usually do anything like that.
Yeah.
Run out of gas before they got sick of the line.
I was going to say, Monty, you're a ways out.
Negative. So, I'll bring stuff from town. But
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, order something to go and then bring it home, but that's it.
Steve, how many times a week do you get something delivered to your house food-wise?
Maybe once.
Because you usually go.
A week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe once.
You usually go, but then when you go, you buy multiples still? Are you still doing that? Like if you went to Chipotle today, would you get more than one burrito bowl so you'd have something for tomorrow or the weekend?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, it kind of is, especially if they're delivering. I mean, if they're delivering, I mean, you know, you can get three meals and have one delivery charge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't always do that, but if I go someplace like, you know, Chipotle or whatever, then I'll get two.
Yeah, I like the theory. I mean, if you liked it today, you're probably going to like it tomorrow. And do you always eat them back-to-back days?
Yeah, most times. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do like, one time I got three burritos.
Okay, so this brings up a great question, and I want to hear it from you.
From me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many days in the fridge is too long for leftovers?
Till it smells.
Yeah. Well, I did.
So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I did
one
lunch.
Day, 2 day, 3 day. What are we at?
Yeah. Well, I did lunch, dinner, and then lunch the next day.
Okay, nice. That's only a day and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a 24-hour cycle. Yeah.
It was great.
It was great.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And what channels are those on?
Kevin James.
The 269.
Yes.
And
he's going to go with the numbers.
Okay. 281.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
All right, this is a little question that I stumbled upon on the internet last night. And I thought, I like this question. We need to try to solve it, see if we can come up with an answer. And I also thought it was the kind of thing that producer Steve could possibly have a very passionate opinion and want to argue it to the death. Because he does that sometimes with us.
Boy, howdy.
Off the air, not really on the air too much. But, Steve, let's play the clip. Everyone, please listen closely and follow along so that you can try to give an answer.
All right, listen. The question was, if Pinocchio's nose only grows when he tell a lie, his nose only grows when he tell a lie, and the only statement he makes is, my nose is about to grow. Soon as that statement is over, will it grow or will it stay the same? Now, let me just throw this out here. If his nose don't grow, that's a lie. But then again, it's impossible to grow because if he say my nose is about to grow and then it actually grows, that means he told the truth. And if he told the truth, that means it can't grow because it only grows when he tell a lie. But if it don't grow, he did tell a lie. So what happens?
Perpetual motion is impossible.
Jay, did that sound like a Steve argument right there?
It did, yeah. For sure, yeah.
So wait, if he says
it's the
my
only
nose
thing
is
he
about
says.
To grow. It's the only statement he makes.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't grow, he's telling a lie.
Yeah.
Which then would make it grow.
So then it would grow after it doesn't grow?
What do you say, Steve?
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
I'd say it's not going to grow because he didn't tell a lie.
He didn't tell a lie.
That's what I think, Warren. Mm-hmm. I think
but
it's
then
not
if it
growing.
Doesn't grow, then he did tell a lie.
I think it's one you just,
Right, yeah.
But it's like, well, you can't.
Hey,
you can't grow on a no-grow.
Two things can be true at the same time.
That's true,
true at the same time.
Didn't lie and did lie altogether. What do you think, Bruce?
No.
Because the problem is...
Absolutely not.
If he said, my nose is about to grow, and it started to grow,
then
that
does not
work out on the theory at all.
Because he was telling the truth.
He was telling the truth.
Yeah, but you can't cancel it out by you can't lie and then cancel it out by saying, "Oh, my nose is about to grow," and then that cancels it out, and then it
grew.
It's in the contract that question isn't allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. Obviously,
I think I'm going to have to lean towards.
Obviously, if he said something else, and then he said, "Oh, if he lied," and then he said, "Oh, my nose is about to grow," then he would be telling the truth after he lied. But if it's the only thing he can say, then obviously it wouldn't grow. So then, he's lying.
Obviously,
there it is.
Then it would grow
clearly.
Right after that.
Oh, yeah.
So once he lied, then it would grow, and then he kept saying it, it would stop, and then it would grow again.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I hope everyone takes this to work and argues about it today.
Steve, what else do you want to argue about? Anything?
I mean, all of the things.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
I don't understand any of that, but if I did, I would argue it.
Please don't. Please. God, please. Don't ask that question to anyone in Nashville. Please.
He's writing it down.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. Kevin was telling us yesterday, he was like, we should get Steve. I mean, how would you characterize that? You weren't looking for necessarily a question to ask the axe, were you? Or were you? For Steve.
For Steve, just anything that was
like a little hooky.
His go-to move. This is what Steve's going to do with all 70 artists that come through.
God, I hope it's
not
that.
A little go-to shtick, if you will.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't want the same 70 question or the same question 70 times?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, we could, I guess, if it was a really good one. And I originally started with, rank my pickup line. And he just says, who are we interviewing? Let's say it's Jelly Roll.
Right.
And then Steve just gives him a pickup line and say, I want you to rate that from 1 to 10. I feel like the artist could have some fun with that.
Yeah, Steve's a single guy. Jelly, what do you think of my pickup line? Hit him, Steve. And Steve's like, hey, are you my forever? Like the stamp on that envelope or whatever it was he said earlier.
Yeah.
See, the right artist is going to have a great answer for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you give that to like Jelly or something, and you better have the dump bunny ready because that's going to be weird.
Yeah. Can I ask that to someone?
That particular pickup line?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe Jelly.
So you're about to experience why it's fun to have them do these CMA interviews.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They don't ask the normal questions.
Wait, what was the line again? I don't want to mess it up. What was the line you pretended to use on that girl?
That doesn't exist?
Yes, the fake girl and the pretend conversation.
Yeah,
and what was
it? You could be my forever, like the stamp on this envelope.
Pretty good.
Is that not bad? I just came up with that.
That is good. No, it's really good.
Or maybe I heard that from someone. I don't think I heard that from
anyone. Doesn't matter. It's still good.
Yeah,
own it, son.
You can use it.
Yeah. Yes, please do. Let us know the outcome.
Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. 4. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hatch Peppers. Thank you, text line. Times about 500.
What are they? Hatch?
Hatch. Yeah, Hatch Peppers, yeah.
Like the hatch, close the hatch.
Correct, yes.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Kevin James.
Like the one that blew up the plane.
Yeah, that one.
Like a baby chicken comes out of an egg.
Hatches.
Okay. Very good. I'm glad. What a word game we've just played.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Hey!
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Where?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Just couldn't help himself.
When you're at home, you sing it probably.
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
I think a lot of people do. All right, let's play a little beat the show. Corey is our contestant today. What's up, Corey?
How you doing, guys?
How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. Great. Great. Oh, wonderful. Good. Oh. Good, Corey.
Jeez.
How are you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great because I got through.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, very.
You're going to win, so just know that going in.
Yeah, there's a strong possibility. What does anybody know? Kevin, maybe you would have probably the best chance at remembering this. The last time that the Friday crew won, beat the show?
I believe it was
19 what?
Did they not win a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we won a couple weeks back, and that was the first
that
and
was
only
a controversy.
Time.
Yeah, I think that one,
controversy.
Maybe since Nixon?
I guarantee it was the Reagan era.
Yeah, probably. Well, that's good news for you, Corey. By the way, Beat the Show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, playing for $25 worth of Indaba Coffee. Yum and yum. Guys, we're going to be doing a show from Indaba Coffee soon.
Are you really?
Yeah, and you guys should come down there. It'll be the one on Monroe.
Yeah.
We'll tell you all about it here in the near future. But yeah, excited about it.
That was
the whole show from there.
I'd love it.
Week or a Friday?
I'll let you know as soon as we nail everything down. Yeah. Huh? How about that for a tease?
Jay, you're such a tease.
Now you guys get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, this time I mean it.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Corey's got to play the game.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Corey, the category. I don't even think the Friday crew knows the category. Mike Tyson is the category, guys. Mike Tyson. Yeah, Mike Tyson. All right, Corey, let's see how we do. 7 questions, pass if you get stuck. Okay, we'll get back to it if we can, if time allows.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I was like, that's your cue, Steve.
Oh, okay, sorry. What streaming service can you watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight on?
Netflix.
What is one of Mike Tyson's nicknames?
Earbiter.
Mike Tyson was born in New York. What is the capital of New York?
Albany.
Mike Tyson famously got a tattoo in 2003. Where was it? Or where is it?
On his arm.
Mike Tyson won many fights by KO or TKO. What does TKO, an abbreviation for?
Technical knockout.
How old is Mike Tyson? Closest to.
Ooh, I think he's 51.
What 2009 comedy was Mike Tyson in with Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and others?
Was it The Hangover?
Yeah. That was 7. Did we get through all?
Got them all.
No passes. Okay.
All right, well done, Corey. Nice job. We'll see how we do. Fellas! All right, got to holler at the boys sitting outside the studio here in our soundproof studio. I don't know.
They're
going to
get a couple of these.
I know, Kevin. I'm excited and interested all at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
I am not the multiple question.
I think Warren is.
No, it's Bruce today.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
I was last week, and it goes to Bruce.
So. All right, Brewster, you get the extra one. So, again, you will be first to answer your own question, and nobody else's, Warren.
No.
And you can pass, and if we come back to it, you will, again, answer only your own question, Warren. So just making sure everybody knows the rules, Warren.
Warren.
Oh, I can follow rules.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. What streaming service can you watch the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight on?
Netflix.
Yeah, Bruce.
What is one of Mike Tyson's nicknames?
Warren.
Oh, it's me. Iron Mike.
Mike Tyson was born in New York. What is the capital of New York?
Albany.
Mike Tyson famously got a tattoo in 2003. Where was the tattoo, or where is the tattoo?
Got one on his face.
Mike Tyson won many fights by KO or TKO. What is TKO an abbreviation for?
Technical knockout.
Oh, geez.
How old is Mike Tyson? Closest to.
He is 67.
What 2009 comedy was Mike Tyson in with Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and others?
The Knockout.
That was all 7.
Well, we got through them. The fact that we got through them that fast is also maybe never happened.
There's 7 in there somewhere. It's not 60. Yeah.
Let's find out how we did here, guys.
Yeah, there's 7 questions.
Steve.
I was just making sure because I've been known to.
Yeah. You have actually missed 7 before, but not today.
Yeah. What streaming service can you watch the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight on?
Guys, good work there. Bruce said Netflix. Corey said Netflix. Yeah. That's 1-1. Well done. We're off to a good start.
What is one of Mike Tyson's nicknames?
Warren. I mean, you're a Mike Tyson fan.
Yeah, right? I have been lately. Yeah.
Iron Mike. Iron Mike is correct. Corey said ear biter.
Did he get a funny point?
He gets
He got a point.
Oh, he deserves that a point.
100%. Yeah.
The baddest man on the planet as well.
Yes.
Kid Dynamite. I had never heard that before.
I haven't heard that one yet. Apparently. Two to two, guys.
Mike Tyson was born in New York. What is the capital of New
Everybody
York?
Everybody said Albany.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Albany, New York.
Look at that. We're tied up 3-3. What a match.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson famously got a tattoo in 2003. Where is it? Where was it? Where is it?
Corey said on his arm. Bruce said on his face.
I'm not sure if he has an arm tattoo or not. I think he does. But the one I was talking about was on his face.
Famously on his face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Famously on the face. Say that five times fast, but not while we're on the air. 4-3 in favor of the Friday crew. Look out.
Mike Tyson won many fights by KO or TKO. What is TKO an abbreviation for?
I think we were all shocked when Warren came up with technical knockout. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it was like.
Yeah, Kevin gave me a look like, whoa.
Like what just happened. Corey got it too. So, yeah, another point for everybody. But the Friday crew has five in a row.
Woo!
It's never happened. We've actually asked them to do the alphabet and they've gotten it wrong.
Yeah. Five letters in a row.
Five letters in a row.
And then I fail.
And Monty was a little off on this one, maybe.
How old is Mike Tyson? closest to on that one.
Corey said 51.
Uh-huh.
He's 47.
Monty said 67.
You've gone too far one way or the other.
I can't remember.
58.
58. So, yeah, Corey gets the point there. It's 5-5, guys.
So I was only 9 years off.
I mean, it's not terrible.
So you said closest to.
And he was 7 years.
Yeah, okay. I thought
remember
he said
when
47.
The alphabet, you start
it was
with
my
A.
It was my head. I said 47, and it stuck.
It's fine. That's why I have the scoreboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Huh. Tied up. One question to
you
go.
You had me in a panic. Like, did I do the math wrong?
Right. Me? Exactly.
What 2009 comedy was Mike Tyson in with Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and others?
Bruce. What? A knockout.
Was that close?
I mean,
sorta.
Yeah. Kinda.
This is where he wins it.
Hangover.
Oh, Hangover.
Oh, Hangover. Right.
Well,
yeah,
same difference.
Same thing.
Knockout, Hangover.
Hangover. Boy, you know what? Give yourselves a round of applause.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
That was sick. Yeah.
Did Corey get that last one?
He did.
Oh, yeah, good.
He did.
Good.
He gets the win. $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Nice. Corey, congrats.
That makes me feel really good because I beat the Friday show on a good day. They did good.
Yeah. They really did.
That might have been their best performance ever, and you still won.
Yeah, so. I think when we won like 3-2.
Right. I think that's probably right. Hang on, Corey. We get all your info. Good job.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Was that the only job you had as an adult?
When do we call it start being adult?
Kevin James.
I mean, usually.
16. Let's go with 16.
Most I was 18.
18, traditionally, 18. Yes.
For you were making an exception.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Okay, fellas, stat of the daytime. Let's see what Kevin has up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah. Elbow. Yeah.
An elbow. Elbow is correct. Okay. There's a 100% chance in the stat of the day that Kevin has an elbow up his sleeve.
An elbow up my sleeve. I do, actually.
Wow, look at that.
I have a couple elbows up my sleeve.
Mm. Is one of them the people's elbow?
The people's elbow? What does that mean?
Isn't that a wrestling move where they come down with the elbow?
Oh,
isn't that called the people's elbow?
The people's elbow.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know that. I should know that because I do like me some wrestling.
Oh, man, I got to look it up now to make
Back
sure I'm right.
Back in the day, anyways, I watched a lot of it. I feel like tonight we're... hopefully we don't get a wrestling spectacle with the Jake
so
Paul, Mike
that.
Tyson. I can't. It makes me the happiest that you're excited for it.
Yeah. I know, Warren. It's crazy.
Gosh.
The people's elbow, by the way, is simplified as a description, a running elbow drop.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Oh, man, yeah.
Something that'll knock you right out.
Right on top of the head.
Oh, well, this is an amazing. I don't know. Stat of the day. I don't have it turned into a stat, and I should be fired.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
Only 12% of people
12%.
Okay. Have heard this fact before.
Okay.
And I don't think any of us have.
All right.
Do you guys know that in the movie Back to the Future, what was the original item that they were going to use for time travel? Instead, it was a DeLorean is what we settled on. Very cool car in Back to the Future. But what was it originally going to be?
Pinto?
Pinto.
No.
Why not? Why not, Monty? It looks like it could go to space.
So it's not the thing that propels the car. It's you're talking about the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, what was the device that they were going to get in and go to, you know, time travel?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Corvette. What were they going to lose?
Corvette, you think, Bruce? That's a good one.
See,
yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Most people, you're part of that. Yeah, only 12%.
No. Was it actually a Corolla? It wasn't a Corolla.
Yeah,
it wouldn't go fast enough.
1962 Chevy Impala.
Was it a car, Kevin?
It was not a car at
all. That's just an item, guys.
Uh-huh. Originally, they were supposed to travel through time and back to the future in a refrigerator.
Oh.
Wow.
But Robert Zemeckis, who was the director of the movie, started to think about it, and he said, this might be bad.
People start getting in refrigerators.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said. He goes, I'm worried that kids watching this are going to get in refrigerators and then going to get hurt. Right.
And how do you get a refrigerator to go at 88 miles per hour?
I don't know, Monty. Yeah. If there's anybody who
slingshot,
can figure it out, I feel like it's you.
And then, but Bill and Ted kind of took that away with the whole phone booth thing. So.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah.
That was excellent.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it makes sense. You go, oh, yeah, a refrigerator takes us. So glad they went with the DeLorean.
Yeah, the car thing, way cooler.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And safer. We all know this. DeLoreans aren't going to wreck and stuff.
No. Huh?
It's weird how that stuff gets worked out, you know, like somebody's, I mean, I can't even imagine who thinks that first. Now that you think of the fridge, you think that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Like
that
would just make no sense.
At some point, though, somebody.
Somebody thought that.
Somebody said
that right off the bat. They were like, well, somebody's got to do that. Let's get a refrigerator. We'll just put them in a refrigerator. They'll go 88 miles an hour and we'll just go back to the future. Like back then before I had my face tattoo.
Yeah.
Seriously. The accident, Monty. I'm sorry.
Since we have you,
I'm busy.
What's going to happen?
I'm busy.
Tonight?
I'm preparing. I'm busy.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Got no time for this.
I was wondering, just
starting to bother me. I'm going to come over and slap you.
Are you afraid of Jake Paul?
I'll take you right now.
Jake Paul. Sissy. Super sissy.
Super sissy.
Wow. Oh, Mike.
What's your prediction, Mike, for the fight?
You guys ever hear those tongue twisters that start with like a letter F? Super good at them.
Say S or F?
Don't worry about it, Steve. Don't worry about it, Feeb.
Oh, he knows my name.
Yeah, producer Feeb.
Producer Feeb.
Come in there and show you what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, producer Steve.
Yeah, I'll fight you.
Okay. Careful, I'll run in there. I'll do it. You ever see me run? I go. You see me sprint? The noise I make when I sprint. Catch you a little tiny rear end. Take you over to the coffee machine and throw you who's boss.
Mike, what's the prediction for tonight?
Boy, we talking about Kevin. Of course I'm going to beat him. He's a little sissy boy. He's got big muscles and stuff, but so you never been hit. Ever got a plan till you punch in the face.
Right. Iron Mike, that's it.
Just take him down. I'd probably knock him out like, I mean, only like 2 minute rounds. So probably take 4 or 5 maybe. Chop him down like a twee.
Twee.
Oh, excuse me.
You could call me Lumberjack Mike after this. I'm going to chop down that twee. Poo, 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 poo.
I don't doubt it.
Mike, will you be...
Please call me Mr. Tyson. We don't know each other that well.
Mr. Tyson.
I'm not sure. Okay, Kevin.
Will you be dabbling in any of your cannabis business tonight?
The two don't mix, Kevin. You don't punch people and have stuff go up in smoke at the same time.
Okay. So you will be 100%
it's recreational. All natural. That's recreational. This is business.
Mr. Tyson.
Me and your head's big. You'd be such a good target. Your head is gigantic.
It is.
You know
so,
that?
Yeah,
is it swollen?
The thing is.
Is your head swollen right now?
It has to be.
It looks swollen. You should lay down. Did you get stung by a bee? Oh my gosh. Your head is gigantic.
I know it is. I've been told that many times. I have to wear a big hat. But
boy,
anyway.
Holy smokes.
Are you in relation to the people that have the Tyson chicken? I don't mean that you're a chicken, mister. No, I do not.
I'm going to come over there and punch you right in your big swollen head. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It's a whoop-whoop on you. Run over there. And then...
I don't want to be punched by you or Monty in the throat punch.
Monty's going to throat punch you?
That's what he says.
I'll throat punch you. Is your nose swollen? Did you get stung by a bee?
I'll straight finger you.